Good morning, good evening, good day to all my brothers and sisters. It's May 2nd, 2011. And of course, you knew there was going to be a Chronicle today after the big news that they decided to mention that Osama bin Laden is now dead. And conspiracy theorists like yourself and me have thought that he's been dead for years anyway. So to a lot of people, it doesn't really make much of a difference. I mean, we knew something like this was going to come up. I blogged about it last week. I said after this fraudulent birth certificate blew up in her face, they had to go to a plan B and or C, D, Z, whatever it is. And I guess this was the plan. And what a better way to distract most of the world, let alone just the people of the United States, mind you, because this Osama bin Laden, the 9/11, is responsible for 2 million deaths in the Middle East. So yeah, it is big. But for a lot of us who have been adamant about what really happened on 9/11 and who really was responsible, and we don't believe it for a second. I don't. I think bin Laden's been dead for years. We posted an article last week or so that showed him with a bullet hole in his head. I mean, yeah, I guess there's a few guys that look like him. He's had actors all over the place. And what a great day. And here's the sad thing. It took 10 years, supposedly, to find this guy. Let's say that bin Laden did get killed yesterday. Let's just say that that part is true, okay? How sad. And one, 2 million people had to die. Thousands of U.S. men and women died. Citizens, there's what, almost 700,000 orphan children? All over one guy. And 10 years later, supposedly, he's now dead. And what do dumbass Americans do? They go running to the damn streets partying since 11 o'clock last night. Still partying. The news has been nonstop about this. They haven't even talked about anything else that's going on in the world. Not about Obama's hearing today. Not about the economy. Not about the New Madrid fault line, the flooding in the Mississippi River. They're not talking about any of that. It's nonstop. Bin Laden dead. They say it every 35, 40 seconds. Don't believe me? Turn on your TV set right now. Put on Fox, CNN, MSNBC, whichever one you like. Doesn't matter. You can flip through and watch each channel one at a time. And it's all you're going to see. It's all you're going to hear. And they're pounding into people's heads. He's dead. He's dead. He's dead. And I think it's enough to make anyone puke to sit there and keep listening to it. The same. They just keep saying the same things. And I'm sorry that I don't share this enthusiasm. Because being a conspiracy theorist, and I guess you're a conspiracy theorist if you don't believe what the government told you. So they gave you a fancy name. So I'm a conspiracy theorist because I don't believe that Osama bin Laden was responsible for 9/11. I really don't. But here's where I want to throw a little wrench in it. I wrote in my blog here last week that Obama's birth certificate draws concerns, and what Donald Trump did was brought it to the attention of everybody. This internet stuff, people pages here, Truth or blog there. Yeah, there's enough of them. There's a lot of them, but they might be reaching 100,000 people. They might even be reaching 1 million. Alex Jones is reaching about 30, 40 million a day, and it's a good chunk of people. But when you're in a country of 360 million, that's beans. That's not a whole lot. 10% don't do you anything. So what Trump did was bring it to the light, to the mainstream, because they weren't going to talk about it for all these years. So Trump brought it to the mainstream, and now everybody's talking about it around your water cooler. You're talking about it at lunchtime. Everybody started talking about it. So what happens? Donald Trump, Donald, the Donald, forced Washington to blink. They did so. They got so scared of this that they had just put out a birth certificate, make one up in Photoshop, flash it on screens where that people could download it so that people can drop this and we'll go on. Well, we all know what happened. They put out a birth certificate. Here's our president was born in Hawaii. Check it out. People, of course, people checked it out. You got millions of birthers out there. You got millions of conspiracy theorists that were dying for him to put something out so that they can break it down. And what do? They screwed it up. They stick out something that was in layers. How do you photocopy something and it comes out in layers? It don't. They had the audacity. They come out and said that they bought a copy machine that they copied his birth certificate on from a store. This is the White House. So, hey, we need to print Obama's birth certificate. So, hey, can someone run down to the Walmart and get me a printer? And then they go and say, because of that, it's the software that the printer used. Come on, people. You can go check that out yourself. That's what they said. They said it was the software of the printer that caused that. A store bought printer in the White House. I don't even think my kindergarten child would try to tell a lie like that. But they did. And you know what? The mainstream tried to push it. O'Reilly pushed it. And then after they tell you this absolute crap, it's just the end of it. And anybody who wants to keep asking is an idiot. La da 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 da. On with the name calling. You don't believe me yet. I hope you all been watching so you can see what I've been talking about. Everybody's an idiot. If you don't agree with the administration and what DC's doing, what Obama's doing, then you're psychotic, you're an idiot, a moron, and you watch them, they say it every time. Don't believe me? Still, watch Piers Morgan's interview with Jesse Ventura. Watch that, and just listen to how many times the puppet, Piers Morgan, I don't even think that's his real name, how many times he just sits there and calls someone a complete idiot, a lie, it's a lie. But then he'll come up and give a stat, and that's the truth. And no one can question him on that. All right, well, I'm getting off topic. I got a cold. I'm running on 2 hours sleep. I'm not particularly in a good mood today, so here's the wrench. One, this happens the day before Obama's eligibility hearing, where they're going to talk about a lot more than just his birth certificate, if he's even eligible to be the President of the United States. All right? That's the day before. Now today, the 2nd of May, today's his hearing. This comes the day after it broke the mainstream about the fraudulent birth certificate and their explanation about the layers, which they had to know. If you're in 7th grade or higher, nobody was going to believe that story. I mean, anyone who knows anything about computer software would know that it would not print layers. No matter, I don't even think they make a software that can do that. But these are all blatant, and there's plenty of it on the internet. Search Obama's birth certificate, and you'll find thousands and millions of people who broke it down and show you bit by bit what was changed, what was added, what don't belong. The print is completely different. They couldn't even find the same font to use as they did in the 60s. It's a modern day font. It's every little small detail like that. And they should have known that as many people, as millions of people were trying to find a proof that he is not a United States citizen, finally got it. And they're trying to their damnedest to shut it down now. So a day after the catastrophe with the birth certificate and a day before the hearing on his eligibility, we get this. Bin Laden dead. But wait, this whole shit gets better, right? It broke on the news. It was a little bit after 10, I believe. And I was flipping through channels, and I come across Fox, and it's breaking news, and Geraldo Rivera's on there chattering. So I stopped. What's going on here? And then the little scroll goes down the bottom of the screen. Bin Laden's dead. I laughed my ass off. I was like, you gotta be kidding me. And in my blog I just wrote last week, I talked about this birth certificate drawing concerns. And, you know, they had to make a move now because of what Trump bringing it to the light. They had to switch and alter their plan. So I said that there was going to be a plan B, C, D, Z coming, whatever. And so now we're on that plan. And it couldn't have been timed more perfectly. You couldn't have predicted this any better. We all knew, well, at least us conspiracy theorists, at least we all knew something like this was going to happen. And what do we do with it? And how is it going to stop people from pursuing the birth issue? You know? But if you watch the streets last night, all night long, till early morning, till this morning, people all over the place screaming, shouting, yelling, USA, and oh, did those people buy that or what? I can see, you know, you being excited and happy, you know, okay, but Bin Laden's dead. And I think a lot of people who took to the streets were glad he was dead, or at least glad to finally, that the White House finally announced that he's dead. When they should have announced that 7, 8, 10 years ago instead of today. But, you know, and a lot of people don't watch the news. You know, a lot of people aren't on the internet. A lot of people aren't conspiracy theorists by nature. They don't want to believe their government's lying to them. So, you know, there's a lot of excuses for people who would take to the streets and cheering in USA and how great we are. Never mind the fact that it took 10 years to catch him. But anyways, here's Geraldo. And I flipped to a couple news channels just to see and it is on every channel, of course. And that everyone said last week. Here's where it all gets interesting. Each one of these reporters, each one of these channels, CNN, Fox, MSNBC, and whatever else is on there. They all gave the report that he was killed last week and that they waited until they got the DNA test back to prove that it was indeed him. So obviously they found that the DNA proved that Osama bin Laden is dead, that it's him. They indeed killed him. Okay? And that was, I'm sure, if you can go search YouTube, and I'm sure you will find the breaking report when it first came out, and the initial report that they gave. Now they're waiting on a president. So here comes the president out, walking with a little swagger, acting, you know, big shit. And he gets in front of his little podium there. Oh, excuse me. That was terrible. But I'm 15 minutes in, I can't stop the tape there. So, anyways, he's sitting there and talks about he gave the order. He's listen again to it and listen the way he says it, and you can see where he was putting the emphasis that it was his decision. He wants people to pat him on the back. Listen, Mr. Obama, we've had thousands of men and women dying, screwed up in the head, protecting poppy fields. You know, sitting there looking for these guys. For years, dying, suffering the worst trauma in their lives, watching their friends die, dealing with war for 10 years. And you want to come on national television and take the credit for it. Here's another thing, CIA operation. Now, if you're going to come out and perpetuate a lie such as this, why not give the troops the credit that they deserve? Why not, if you're going to tell a lie, why not say, you know, submarines and combination with Air Force and Navy came together and caught this guy. And if you really wanted to boost our morality in our military, It should have just said the military did it instead of the CIA. But that's another topic. I think people want to, the administration wants us to go more along the CIA route, depend on them more than our military. Our military is just used, like I said, they're over there protecting poppy fields and hash. They're smoking hash all day and they're just killing citizens. They got nothing to do over there. Okay, I'm getting off track. I'm tired. So he gets that out, saying he did it, it's him. But then here's the funny part of the story. He said, today, and make no doubt about it, if you give an order as to say, go kill Osama bin Laden, you would know if you gave that order today or last week. So which is it? Did he die last week or did Obama give the order yesterday? And that's way too conflicting. Now, if he said a few days ago, I gave orders, that would have been one thing. But he said today. And he put the emphasis on himself giving the order. He took full credit for it. Popularity. His popularity in the polls has been dipping and dipping and dipping. And Donald Trump is on the rise. Ron Paul's on the rise. And Obama was heading into a bad place. Especially with this hearing today. Who knows what's going to happen with that? But he took credit, gave the CIA credit. And then in the report, you'll find that they used Navy SEALs, 24 Navy SEALs. And that should make Jesse Ventura happy. But here's a man they've been chasing for 10 years, the FBI's most wanted. The most evil man on the planet, right? Hunted everywhere. $25 million payout for finding him dead or alive. So as anyway, they find him in Pakistan. Just miles north of the capital. They send in this strike. They get down, they jump out of these helicopters, which everyone heard because there was people tweeting on Twitter. Is that what that's called? Twitter. They were tweeting, about the helicopters, this and that. They didn't even know what was going on. So anyways, here's Osama bin Laden supposedly knowing that the whole world's looking for him, right? So he holes up in Pakistan, not too far from the capital, in a neighborhood where just normal housing, and he builds a fortress with fucking gigantic walls around it, $1 million home in the middle of suburbia, I guess would be suburbia, Pakistan. And that's what caught their attention. Who knows how long, if he was there, how long he was there. But that's what caught their attention, that, oh, there was 6, 7, 8 foot walls around this place and la da 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 da. So anyways, the whole neighborhood heard the helicopters. Now, if you're the most wanted man in the world, and you heard helicopters, wouldn't you peek out the window and say, oh shit, I better go hide? And if you're going to build a facility that big and spend all that money, wouldn't you have built an escape tunnel? They dug a tunnel to break out 450 Al-Qaeda last week, or Taliban, whatever the hell. They dug a tunnel 100 miles long to break these guys out of jail. And Osama bin Laden, the mastermind of 9/11, didn't have an escape plan. Think about that. And so they said they gave him a chance to surrender. Bin Laden supposedly said, I ain't going out like that. You're gonna have to kill me. And they said, okay, and they put a bullet in his head. They snatched his body, all right, and got the hell out of there. Jumped on their helicopters, one crashed, and they got the hell out of there. Meanwhile, they're trying to take down an organization, not just a man, right? And so they leave this fortress, this house, unmanned. They just grabbed him and left. Left the people who were there working, left them there. And then the house they supposedly killed him in is on fire. It's been burning all night. You don't see anybody putting it out. So they had all the records that they could have used. Look, this is supposed to be the greatest security intelligence on the planet. They're bragging about their intelligence. That's how they found them. Right? But then they just go ahead and leave all that evidence that could be in that house. And who knows how long he was living there? They obviously didn't know. So there's all this evidence. People that know things. What happened to taking, prisoners to question them? What happened to securing the building to collect all the evidence and information that you can? What happened to that? It just rolled. And then on Fox News last night, it's about 2 in the morning. They go to the background and they're showing, the place where they killed him. They show it on this big ball of fire. And then the reporter, I don't even know his name, he goes and says, "Well, they had to leave in a hurry. The mission was just to get him. They grabbed his body and rolled. And we believe that the fire was probably caused by Bin Laden's people coming in to destroy evidence." And right there, I'm like ready to pull my hair out of my head because the greatest intelligence in the world forgot to collect evidence and information, forgot to collect prisoners to question. This gets better as it goes along. So they get him out of there. They need to find out if it's him or not. Now, the original first news report around 10:30 said that he was killed a week ago and that they had to wait for DNA evidence to prove that it was indeed him. Now, all the reports are that he was killed yesterday. Still not addressing what they said about the DNA and proving it's him. So what they did was at 3:30 in the afternoon Eastern Time, United States, which I guess was something at 1:30 in the morning or something like that over there. So it's at 3:30 in the afternoon, in 7 hours of killing him, they got the DNA test back. After they said it took a week to get those results back in the first place, they got them back within a few hours. 7 hours later, after killing him, getting him out of Pakistan, they brought his body to the United States. And who knows how long that flight took. So they must have had a DNA kit on the flight, right? So they can test them there. And maybe it's one of them instant, kits. Dip your little litmus paper in there and see what color it turns. And it's Bin Laden. So I get him at 2 o'clock in the morning, Eastern time, my time. Well, it's at 3:30 in the morning. I'm still watching. Couldn't sleep. I got up, turned it back on, and they said they buried him at sea already. So at 2 a.m. not even 10 and a half hours after killing the most wanted man in the world, they had just buried him at sea. They respected that he needed to be buried within 24 hours of Muslim law or some crap. So they buried him within 10 hours without showing the world that he's dead. I mean, there's billions of people on this planet. Wouldn't you like to see the proof? Why is just someone's word, especially our government, why is their word all of a sudden golden? Hey, we killed him. There you ain't gonna get the proof. They said, "Oh, we got a picture." And they keep pounding in your head. Go ahead, turn on the news right now and see if I'm lying. They keep pounding it into your head that he's dead. Oh, he's dead. He's dead, he's dead, he's dead, he's dead. And they're slapping you in the face with it, they're pounding in your head. There's no doubt that he is dead. It's been confirmed. Who confirmed it? Who? Obama? Who confirmed that it was him and that he is dead? And what happens now? I mean, you don't have the body. You can't even prove where it is. They just dumped him in the ocean somewhere. And that's also what they said on the CNN news report, that his body's somewhere in the ocean. Oh, come on now. Anytime we ask for proof, nobody has it. Well, they have pictures they took, they said, that they'll release at a different date. No doubt will probably be Photoshop pictures. Because the one they were going to release, the one that did start hitting the internet about 2 in the morning last night, they're saying today, don't look at those pictures that you find on the internet. That's not Osama bin Laden. That's not the pictures that the CIA has. What you found at 2 in the morning was the pictures that I posted 2 weeks ago that said Obama's or bin Laden's been dead for 7, 8 years now, and they showed a picture of him with a bullet hole in his head. It was the same picture. I posted the article weeks ago, and then they released a picture with a hole in his head, and the same picture that I already posted. And now they're saying, oh, that's not Obama, that's not bin Laden, that's not the pictures that they'll release the pictures at a later date. Maybe they have to, old Kodak film, maybe they got one of them old Kodak cameras, and it's got to go and shake it a few times, and then, or take it to a dark room, maybe wait for it to develop. You should have had those. They should have had the pictures right on the news the whole time. Here it is. Here he is, he's dead. But the most wanted man in the world, and you're not going to give proof to anybody. You're just going to say he's dead. Don't give anybody any kind of proof. Just your word that he is. And I could not believe the hundreds of thousands of people that they're showing on the streets celebrating, singing USA, USA, reciting the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. And I don't know if half the world's brain dead, or they just wanted to hear some good news so bad that they bought this big pile of bull. Unbelievable. Wow. We can go on with every all other kind of conspiracy angles on this, and I'm sure you'll unearth something that doesn't fit the bill about this whole report, this whole scenario. And we got the currency at we got Soros and the new world currency going on. We got the New Madrid fault. We got so much crap going on, and then we got to deal with this bull. And it's not just that Obama was dipping in the popularity points. He was the military was starting to turn against the White House, and their morality was low. So this wasn't just for the American people to distract. This was to get people to keep joining the military. And this was to improve the morale of the troops already over there. And half of them are just whacked out now. There's more and more videos coming out every day. I want you all to search it. U.S. troops smoking hash. And that's what they're doing. They're protecting poppy fields. They signed up to find this man. Right? And all the people that signed up, tens of thousands of people signed up the day after 9/11. All these young people that went over there to find this man, to do the right thing. I respect those people like you wouldn't believe. I couldn't do it. You could put a gun in my hand. I don't know that I could go overseas and shoot somebody. I know I couldn't do it, and that's why I respect them. And the only thing I've ever said was, they're over there for a lie. They ended up going over there to work for a corporate America. They're not working for us. And a lot of them know this now. And like I said, YouTube it, you'll see that the military's morale was getting low. That they're just losing their minds over there. It's getting crazier by the day. And well, after 10 years, wouldn't you be a little fruity? You're out there in the freaking desert, killing innocent, and I will say it again, innocent citizens. There's no reason for us to have been in Iraq that long at all. But we're still there, and 2 million people are dead. 700,000 children without a parent now. 7,000 Iraqi orphans. 700,000, pardon me. 700,000 Iraqi orphans. And half of them are probably riddled with some kind of disease or another from FEMA, NATO. And they're all going to be dead within a couple of years once Bill Gates gets over there with his vaccine program that's killing people around the world. And again, YouTube that. There was another report on it this past weekend, and I just didn't feel like arguing about the vaccine thing anymore. So I didn't post it, but I'll find that for you all later, and I will put that up. These vaccines are killing more and doing more damage than they are good. And you got Bill Gates' nerdy ass up there talking about it. This is the greatest thing to happen. I hope that this stuff, I almost cussed again. I hope that all this that's coming out right now is enough to get you people thinking about what is real. Don't fall to the same trap that we fell into on 9/11. Get that good old gung-ho feeling again. And I respect the people that in New York at Ground Zero, the people who were there, the first responders that needed closure to this, that they needed to know. And now I let them be. The people in New York, let them celebrate. I was happy that they were. But you look at other cities across the country, and they're celebrating like it was 1999. And for what? One man is dead. They didn't say the war was over. As a matter of fact, all the experts today are talking about now we should be on alert. Now we should watch out because there's going to be sympathizers and that someone's going to lash out because Bin Laden is dead now. So now we have to fear about the revenge factor. And now they can raise their terror threat alerts up to whatever they changed it to. Scary now or whatever. Not so scary. Uber scary. I don't even know. But they have a new security level thing they put in there a couple weeks ago. And it's going to give them a reason to raise that. And eventually, like I said, they're moving towards their martial law. I wouldn't doubt that by the end of the day today, there's some kind of explosion somewhere. There's already suicide bombers at mosques and stuff. Could it be because Obama's dead? That's what they say. Now, every time someone goes and blows themselves up at a church, they're going to blame it on Bin Laden being dead. So really, celebrate for what? I think we're going to be worse off now than we were before. I was happy already knowing he was dead, and now hoping that this war would just end one day. Something terrible would happen where they say, okay, enough is enough. Get the hell out of here. Nope. So just when America thinks something great just happened, you don't really realize how hard they're going to stick it to you now. This is not going to end no war. It's going to extend our stay everywhere because of the threat now. Here's my solution. I say all the people that signed up the day after and for the year after that, those people who signed up then should be freed from the military, sent back home to their families. Because that's what they signed up for. They signed up to catch Osama bin Laden, and now that he's been said to be dead, send him home. All the people that signed up on 9/12/01 till 9/12/02, I'd say even up to 2003, send those people home. They've had enough. They've dealt with enough. They signed up to catch one man. And now he's dead, supposedly. And those people who signed up to do that job should be relieved of their duty, relieved of their nightmare, sent back home to people who love them. We don't need 100,000 freaking troops in Iraq. But here's the truth, people. That's not going to happen. The truth is that now, here's their exit strategy for leaving Iraq. So now that they could probably head into Iran, Pakistan, Libya, Yemen. There's 100,000 troops. We're over here. Might as well send them over there. And so it was just an exit plan. And I'm sorry if you don't see that. So I'm going to warn everybody again, because things are working out pretty much like I said they would. I don't know what we're going to hear about Obama's hearing today. I don't know how that's going to turn out. I think magically, you know, he's going to escape this. And he's going to continue to be president of the United States. I'm hoping people are starting to get the big picture now. I'm as American and patriotic as the next guy. If Osama bin Laden was, I know he's dead, but I'm just debating whether he was killed yesterday and not years ago. So, I respect all my brothers and sisters who are over there fighting this war. I got family over there. So, I have much love for all those people who are over there to do the right thing. I can only say prayers for those who done lost their mind over there. Are all drugged out. The ones they turn into freaking robots. And you realize that the government has no love for these people once they come home. Lives altered, destroyed, crippled, missing limbs. A lot of them head wounds that will probably never talk right again. Have the IQ of a 2-year-old now. It's just leaving people. You know, use them up, spit them out. Just like Vietnam. Here's the same crap happening over again because you got all these videos that if the government really didn't want to come out, they wouldn't. About the kill team, killing civilians, showing pictures of how, you know, they got this civilian boy laying on the ground with his pants pulled down in a pool of blood. And there's guys standing, a U.S. troop standing over him like a goddamn deer trophy picture, holding his head up off the ground. A boy with his pants down. You know, those are the images that they send back to turn us against the troops that are over there doing what they were supposed to be doing in the first place. There's a handful of insane idiots. You're going to have those in every war. People lose their minds. You can't expect someone to be over there for years and just to be sane when you're sitting there watching body parts flying all over the place every day, worried about dying every day. It'd be enough to drive anybody crazy. But they only show you videos and handfuls of those people who done lost their minds already. And the other 100,000 troops we have over there are trying to do their job. And so they intentionally give the troops a bad name so that when they come home, they're not even a hero anymore. And like Vietnam, they'll get spat on. A lot of them will be homeless. They're not going to get no compensation from the government. Used and abused. And it's pathetic. And if I'm the only one that has the balls to say it, then so be it. If it makes me a terrorist, like I said a couple weeks ago, then lock me up. Because I'll be a terrorist till the day I die then, right? Because I always want the truth, and I always will seek the truth. I'm not going to accept, you know, what someone tells me just because, oh, he said it in such a nice voice. I want the government out of my life. I want the government to quit killing our youth, giving them phony reasons to sign up for the military to go protect your interest in the oil fields, in the drug fields, the poppy fields, the hash, all that stuff, drug carteling. That's what our troops are used for. And it's pathetic. It angers me to my freaking core. I am a military man. And I've spent enough years traveling from freaking country to country in the United States Air Force. I'm far from being anti-American. You can believe that. I'm as gung-ho as the next guy, but when only when it's for the right reasons. This war, since 9/11, I said it the day that it happened, that it was not a terrorist attack. I'll stick to that till the day I die too. And no one's been able to prove to me any different that it was Osama bin Laden and Al Qaeda that pulled this impossible feat from a cave. From a cave, he designed this plan, and come on. And meanwhile, we got all the high-tech weaponry, we got all the high-tech surveillance equipment, and we couldn't find this guy. But this guy develops a plan in a freaking cave and pulls it off, and then we can't catch him for 10 years. So, think about it, people. It's all this rambling. All these little stupid trying to give you stupid little facts that you can't check on. And there's a sure sign that you're being lied to when you can't look at anything to prove them wrong. Hey, nobody. That's because we buried them at sea. We got picture, though. The picture could have been from 5 years ago. This is a sad day in America. I know a lot of you right now are still euphoric over hearing that he's dead. But trust me, this is a sad day in America. Today is a sad day, and it's going to be. It's 9:35 a.m. right now on the East Coast, and I promise you, today's going to be an eventful one. You're going to be watching the news all day, and that's all you're going to hear is about bin Laden. I'm waiting for the big boom. That's what I'm waiting for, and that's what I'm focused on. I'm not like most people around the world. I'm like the other millions of truthers that are sitting here, and we're waiting on the big boom. We know something's going on. All of us been telling you for years. And we've dealt with being called crazy for years. I love my truthers. I love my birthers. Mr. Obama, the truthers shall set you free. We've been on it. And we'll question everything that comes out. You're better off just sitting in your office and not even making an appearance on the television because people are dissecting every breath you take. And they're going to break it down and they're going to catch you in your lies. They're going to catch you in your little teleprompter mistakes that you make all the time. We know that you're not our president. We know that you're CIA. And it's just a matter of time before the whole world knows it. And that's what's going to come out next. And that will be the trigger of World War III. I think they avoided a World War III temporarily with this announcement. But man, you can feel the friction, can't you? It's going to happen over there. They're trying to start it all. Somebody's trying to get to Obama somehow because, like I said, you don't accidentally put out a fraud birth certificate unless you're trying to take the man down. You don't put out something that can be questioned knowing that millions of people are going to question it. You don't make those mistakes. That was not an accident. That fake birth certificate. How could it be? Think about that. This has been a big question since his campaign. This has been the biggest question of all time. Is he an American citizen? And anything that they were going to put out, people were going to break down and inspect it. I just don't know if they have balls that don't fit in their pants or no brain in their head. Either way, it was just a mistake of epic proportions. I mean, I don't know how much worse it could have got for Obama. It was bad enough. I'm gonna wrap this up. I'm tired. I'm probably sure I didn't get out everything I wanted to say today, but I'm gonna end this by telling you people, y'all need to keep your eyes open. Y'all need to watch what's going on behind the scenes. I said, you gotta look through the smoke screen to see the truth. And all this stuff that the media is throwing at you right now, that's a smoke screen. Keep your eye on the levees down there in Arkansas, Missouri. Keep your eyes on the Mississippi River. Keep your eyes on HAARP. Keep your eyes open. Because old Nancy Sue's telling you now, the big boom's coming. This is just beans right now. But the big boom is coming. And it's going to be something that's going to change our lives forever. I can't help but feel right now that there is a much greater evil going on right now. I can't put my finger on it. It may just be the radiation from Fukushima. Maybe we're all screwed and they just don't want us to know it. So if we're entangled in all these conspiracy theories, the birth certificate, Bin Laden, we're not going to pay attention to Japan and what happened over there. And all the reports of how much radiation is in the air. Still can't bring myself to talk about Illuminati all day and the big plan of the world. I can't bring myself to talk about UFOs and aliens anymore because I just think it's all a smokescreen. And there's a far greater truth out there than what's being perpetuated. Stay safe, people. Much love. Dancing Sue signing out.